sports for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States is considering restricting imports of Venezuelan crude oil and exports of U.S. refined products to Venezuela, according to U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson when he was speaking on Sunday, to put pressure on Socialist President Nicolas Maduro to return to the Constitution.
So one of the aspects of considering sanctioning oil is what effect will it have on the Venezuelan people? And is it a step that might bring this to an end?
Tillerson is on a Latin American trip that also includes visits to Mexico, Peru, Colombia, and Jamaica. The State Department says both the United States and Russia appear set to meet a February 5th deadline to comply with the limit set by the Bilateral Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, known as New START. Cindy Sain has that story.
Under the treaty, both sides are to exchange information twice a year on the number of warheads and delivery vehicles, and are allowed to conduct on-site inspections to verify each other's compliance. At his State of the Union speech, President Donald Trump outlined his approach to nuclear weapons.
We must modernize and rebuild our nuclear arsenal, hopefully never having to use it.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Kenya police and officials say an American investigator into the illegal ivory and rhino horn trade has been found stabbed to death in his home. Esmond Bradley Martin was at the forefront of exposing ivory traffickers in the U.S., Congo, Vietnam, Nigeria, Angola, China, and most recently, Myanmar. This is VOA News. A South Korean appeals court has set Samsung Group heir J.Y. Lee free after nearly a year of detention, suspending his 5-year jail term after he was convicted of bribing the country's former president. Sarah Hemanji has more.
The case had set off public anger and put the spotlight on the close ties between South Korea's big family-owned businesses, known as chaebols, and political leaders. But the Seoul High Court has now used its discretion to reduce Lee's term and suspend the main charges for bribery and embezzlement, meaning he won't have to serve time behind bars. The 49-year-old can also continue his existing roles, including as director of Samsung Electronics. Prosecutors originally aimed for a 12-year jail term for Lee. Legal experts say the ruling is expected to be appealed again at South Korea's Supreme Court.
That was Sarah Hemranjani reporting. Lawyers and court officials arrived at the Brussels Justice Palace Monday ahead of the trial of 2015 Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam. Abdeslam.